everybody. Welcome to the seventh episode of Mama Never Told Us. It's also the last episode of the year. Hello. How's it going, everybody? Lisa.
Hello.
Amy.
Hello.
It's almost the new year.
Yes.
Indeed, it is.
The year 2020, not my vision, but a year. I have a joke.
Is it
Oh,
good?
okay. It's probably No, it's not. But
Okay, then I want to hear that.
what happened to the man who shoplifted a calendar on New Year's Eve?
What?
He got 12 months.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad
I kind of
Christmas is
like that
over.
one. So obviously we are comedians, as you can tell.
Oh, yes.
Professional comedians.
I'm really glad Christmas is over. And that's
Oh,
all
we
I
know
care about.
you.
I'm gonna like start planning on how to get rid of Christmas forever.
Oh, good luck.
How was your weeks, Lisa? How was your week?
You know what? I wanted to say something right quick. We get asked on social media who does what for our podcast. So I wanted to tell you that one, Amy takes her one day off a week, and she edits all of our podcasts. And Jennifer brilliantly names them, describes them, and gets them up so all of you can hear. And I do all the social media. So if you're ever talking to someone on social media, it's me.
So
And
don't
I
blame
did want
us.
to, don't blame Jennifer
We
and
do
Amy.
not take any responsibility.
And, you
None.
know, speaking of social media, I wanted to say to the men out there who keep contacting me on Twitter about between the book and the podcast, I don't want any unsolicited body pictures of you.
Oh my goodness.
I will not give you my personal information, and I am only going to tell you that so many times. Between my book and the podcast, I have been getting so many requests, more than I
Oh,
thought I would for
yikes.
my personal information. I don't want to be rude, but I am out there to, you know, as part of my social media stuff is for the book, for the podcast, and I'm willing to talk to you, but I'm not giving you personal information. I'm just not. And I want to do a Twitch shout out because I know we did a podcast shout out before. But
Oh, yeah.
Twitch, there are some people who have been amazing for us. Saiji, Italo, Arrow Blue, and I have to say Dagenmar. He has been so supportive. He lets us advertise on his Discord. He lets
That's
us
awesome.
promote us on his stream. And he's going to be a guest for us in the new year.
Excellent. Oh my
Yay!
God. Thank you guys, all of you, very
Thank
much.
you.
Thank you, Lisa, for finding all these wonderful people that are out there in the world for us.
No problem. I have to tell you, ladies, right before we got on live, I did get a question on Instagram from, it has to be a guy. It has to be saying, how old are you? And this is on our podcast Instagram. And I said, this is a podcast of three sisters. How old are you and which one of you us are you asking? So, yeah, I haven't heard from the idiot yet, back yet.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Lisa. I'm so sorry you have to endure this bullshit.
Oh no, it's good. It gives me it's like practice for my what the fucks.
Okay, true. You
So
never
it's
know.
fine.
Something
Yeah,
might
giving
make
you
a good
fodder.
story.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for taking it for the team.
We
And
appreciate.
I have to say, in six episodes, we have gotten about 600 downloads as of today. So thank you, everyone who's been so supportive.
Yes, thank
Thank
you, because
you.
we were
That's
figuring,
awesome.
yeah, we were figuring like what, 10?
Yeah, no, that
Family.
was my max.
One each, yeah. So we are definitely honored. Amy,
Amy,
did
how
you
was
have a
your
good
week?
week? Oh, sorry. I'm
What
sorry.
was, why is everyone coming at me with so many
Amy,
questions?
tell us.
For God's
Enza,
sakes. The week is fine. I'm glad holiday or Christmas is over. I guess the holiday, well, I don't really count New Year's. I just feel like we're all kind of like, ugh, right? I don't know. It like sucks something out of me. For all those concerned, because I know there's millions of them, my eye, well, I don't know what the right tense of the word swell. It swelled up. It swelled. Is that
It
right?
got big.
It swelled up. It got big. It got a little bruised underneath and inflamed there as well. So a little antibiotic eye drops has turned this around.
Oh, good.
Yes, I am
Yeah,
doing.
she wasn't as gross on Christmas as I
I
anticipated.
wasn't as gross. Everyone was able to still eat.
I know, but I kept asking you, what's the matter? You don't look like you feel good just because she didn't have makeup on.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
You also,
I
get,
London. Even like I wear a ton of makeup, which is maybe I was just tired. I don't know. Strange.
Jen, you also put her on the exact opposite end of the table that, of you for Christmas dinner, I noticed, and put me directly across from her.
Look, man, I wasn't taking no chances. I had no idea what was I was going to see.
And she would threaten to fungi flick anytime she
Oh, Lord. I know. It's like she tried to like get really close to me on the couch when we were opening presents. And I was like,
I wanted to share my eye juice with you.
Yeah, let's keep ourselves arm distance apart.
The fungi.
It's the giving season.
Not anymore.
All I do is give and give to this family.
And then give me some space, woman.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to me.
How was your week, Jen?
I haven't gotten another ticket.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I'm just like thrilled that Christmas is over. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then it's Friday. I'm really happy about that.
Can I say, I noticed when we were at your house for Christmas, how your wallet could fall into the hamper.
Oh, you did?
Because you put your purse on the area right above it with your purse open.
Yeah. I don't know if I open it or my wallet does.
Oh. Okay.
So I do want to say for everyone listening, I saw how it could happen. And she continues to do it.
So what you're saying saying there are no accidents.
No, I'm saying you're causing it.
I do continue to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at it right now, sitting on top of my hamper. my wallet's already like trying to jump out.
What is that saying about nothing ever changes if you don't change it? There's a better way of saying it.
Then you're insane.
No, isn't there
insanity?
That's the definition of insanity.
Yes.
It's doing the same thing, expecting
it's different. Different results.
Okay. We've all known that I'm a little bit, you know, touched. So come on now.
Touched. Well, we know you've been touched.
Anywho.
I have a what the fuck.
Oh, yes.
What the fuck? Okay, so I went for a walk. This was before Christmas, and the weather here has been unreal, like 50s, 60s. So amazing. Obviously, end of the world. And I was walking down the street, and I noticed way down there was a man who would walk one way, stop, look at something, then walk back the other way, and he kept doing it. So I assumed he was lost, maybe has what Jennifer would say, dementia. So I kept walking, and I was getting closer to him, and I couldn't go past him without trying to help, because I can't do it. And so I stopped, and I said, hi, you know, are you okay? And he is trying to talk to me in Polish, which is one of the many languages I don't know. And he's showing me something on his phone, which was really nothing. I mean, it wasn't like there was anything there that I could tell. But I could tell he was getting more upset. So I knew something wasn't right. Okay. So I pulled out my phone to call the non-emergency police number again.
They know you.
And now they're probably like, hello, Lisa.
Yeah.
How are you? Yes. So the store owner comes out, and I thought he was going to help. He starts screaming at the man for loitering.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh, here comes Pram. So I put the phone in my pocket because I know I have to deal with this asshole first.
Right.
And then I can deal with this poor man. So I'm like, excuse me, sir. And he looks at me and he's like, is he yours? And I'm like, he's not a pet. Like, no, he's not mine. I'm trying to help him. He's lost, I think. And I don't understand him. And he's like, he's loitering. He just keeps walking back in front of my store. He's scared. My customers. I'm like,
what?
How is you're he scaring your fucking customers? yours, you dick. So I told him that he was a cunt. I don't know if he understood me. I was like, you know what? You're a cunt. This man needs help. And I'm looking in the window. There are like no customers inside. And the customers who were coming by at that time, like two went in while we were talking or yelling. And they weren't offended by the man standing there. They were more like shook by the owner screaming.
Right.
So I'm like, go back inside. Go back inside. Just go back inside. Like, he's not in your store. He's not blocking the door and making it so no one can come in. Go back inside and I will deal with it. So I'm like, come here, come here, come here. Trying to get the guy to come over a little more away from the man's door so the man can't say anything or do anything.
Right.
And then I called the non-emergency police. But I guess this man, this happens a lot to him. He gets out. He does have Alzheimer's. And he forgets where his daughter lives. He lives with his daughter. And
so how do you know this information?
The police were telling me when they got there. Because the daughter was looking for him. But he normally doesn't go across on busy street. He stays in internal, like in the middle of the, what would be the neighborhood area.
Yeah.
But he had crossed into a busy street, and I think that scared him more.
Right.
Because there were, you know, it's the middle of the week. There's a lot of traffic. I felt so bad for this man. He, you know, and then that fucker in the store. And I used to shop there. I will never go back into his store again, ever.
I don't you're a dick. To, why? I feel like every show, Lisa, like, you're a bitch. You're a dick. But it's true. It's true. I don't know why people have to be such assholes.
Hey, Lise. Yes. Next time, you can also use Google Translate, and then he can speak into your phone, and then you'll know what he's talking about.
Google.
You crazy Google, you.
You Google. What would we do without you?
That is such a good idea. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's my what the fuck. What the fuck?
Okay, everybody. So this week, we're kind of talking about New Year's and 2020, and people usually or sometimes or want to make resolutions, but never really keep them. I think I read something where it was like by January 12th, most people have not, are done. They're like, yeah, so what? So we have a kind of different type of show here, just talking about that. I do also, I wanted to bring up, this is just kind of crazy before we get into the whole resolution thing. There have been some predictions that were made like in different times about things that might happen during 2020 or by the time 2020 comes. And some of them were pretty funny. So I thought I'd share them. And, you know, who knows? You know, maybe it will still happen. But one of them is that we would have like animals doing jobs for us. We would have animal employees by 2020. And this was predicted by the RAND Corporation, R-A-N-D. Yeah. That's the place they help with the space program, and they helped with the development of the internet. And they predicted that by 2020, we would be able to employ animals to do jobs that people didn't want to do.
I am looking over at my son and daughter-in-law's cat right now that I am watching for 2 weeks while they're out of town. And I'm thinking, what are you going to do for me, bitch?
Yeah, what kind of job do you think that cat could do right now?
Oh, nothing. She is so huge, fat, and sleepy.
Well, maybe there'd be a lot of developments by the end of 2020.
Make her thin, nice, and wanting to work.
Yes.
We get a ton of ants in our house during the winter. So I've been trying to figure out how to make them do a cleaning around the house.
Yes.
If each one of them picked up a speck of dust from a table surface and moved it for me, that would be fantastic. I mean, right? I could have a whole crew in my house doing something rather than just sitting around getting inside my wrap.
Yeah, you can train them to clean up your
I've been trying
mess.
For years. They're not easily trainable, but maybe RAND has the answers.
I was just going to say RAND Corporation, if you're listening, because why wouldn't you be?
I got ants.
Yeah, please train let us know how to train our ants, or Amy's ants. Popular Mechanics in 57 predicted that in 1957 that every road and street in America would be tubes, that we'd all be transporting ourselves through tubes, kind of like isn't that what the monorail is in Florida?
Well, actually, Elon Musk is working on that with his boring company. And Chicago will have a tube from downtown Chicago to O'Hare Airport. Oh. And they're doing one in L.A. And it's amazing to see what they do. But it goes supersonic. You're traveling at about 800 miles per hour.
I'm sorry, that is claustrophobic.
In a claustrophobic kill tube.
Yeah. And your face is like being pulled back.
No, you're in the tube, like enclosed, Jen. You're not.
Oh.
I'm like
a horse. That's where I would be.
Get it.
I got locked out, so I had to just cling to the top of it until I get where I need to go.
She's doing like a Mission Impossible thing. On the train, like dun 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 dun.
It won't look like that though. It'll be just a goddamn mess.
I would love to see that.
Bugs in my teeth and
she's crying.
I'm crying.
Her wallet goes flying, of course.
Into the hamper at home somehow. Through a tube. All right, this one, though, I want to see this happen. And I think you guys are, especially Amy, you're going to want to see this happen. But it's probably the most unrealistic one of these.
Oh, man.
Okay. So the gentleman who was responsible for 2001, A Space Odyssey, he predicted that in 2020, we will be living in flying houses. Yeah. And that he made this prediction in 1966. And that way, you're not stuck to the ground. So you want to move, you just float to where you want to go.
That's exactly what I've been waiting my entire life for.
Yeah. And he even went so far as suggesting that it'd be flocks of houses that would migrate to warmer climates. Yeah. Aren't you excited about 2020 now?
Okay.
We're going to have flying houses.
Ignore all the sirens in my background chasing houses.
Oh my God. Those houses sometimes, they don't follow the speed limits.
No, they won't stop for a stop sign.
Yeah, they think they're better than cars, so they just do whatever the fuck they want.
Well, at least you'll have your identification on you.
Maybe. Oh, that's true. Yes. Yeah. It's always in my hamper. So, yeah. As long as my house is
with me. The cop pulls the house over. Jennifer opens the door. Yes.
I have a feeling you're never going to let me forget that story, Lisa.
Never.
No. No.
Okay. The Mobile Institute, they predicted that we would have telepathy and teleportation abilities, all of us.
Well, how do you predict that?
I don't know. It would be via nanotech, whatever that means. I probably should have looked up what that meant. But and supposedly by 2040, it'll be commonplace. Okay, let me find a really good one. Oh, this one. The Smithsonian Magazine suggested in 1950 that in 2020, all the women would be built like Amazons. They would be 6 feet tall. This is quote. They would be 6 feet tall, wear a size 11 shoe, have shoulders like a wrestler, and muscles like a truck driver.
What were they thinking was going to happen in the next 70 years to us?
Just to women, like, though.
Yeah, just to women. The men were going to shrink, and we were just going to keep growing and, like, bulk up.
Yeah,
men would be like pygmies.
Yeah.
And we'd be like, doosh. And here's the other thing. I don't want to offend truck drivers, not all of them, but I've seen a lot of truck drivers. And
why is that, Lise?
Why is it?
Come on. What did you just say about truck drivers?
That women are going to look like them, I guess, have muscles.
No, you said muscles like muscles. Truck drivers.
Oh, and you're saying.
Come on.
Okay.
They don't all have muscles. I'm sorry. And if you're listening to me on the road, you can write me on Twitter.
Yeah, you probably will.
Well, the thing is, this is going to be like all tactical, but to stick up for the truck drivers in the group, it is really hard work and it is really hard on their upper body. They do have a lot, like they are built on their upper body because of the strength they need to shift the steering wheel and control that big of a vehicle. They are usually have a lot of pain and they have a lot of tense, like tight muscles. Like they are very strong.
Okay.
You know what, Amy? I'm going to take what I said back. You are right.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take what I said back and I apologize. Because our uncle was a truck driver,
mm-hmm.
and he was a very, very strong man.
Yeah. Yep.
And you're Right. I'm wrong, and I apologize.
It is a really difficult job.
Well, here's the thing, though. If you think about that, though, then what this dude for the Smithsonian Magazine was predicting was that we're going to have shoulders like a wrestler and muscles like a truck driver. So our upper bodies are going to be huge, but we're going to have, like, really thin
legs of a giraffe.
Yeah, so.
You know what I'm picturing is Despicable Me, the dude.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen the main guy.
Oh, that's such a good movie.
So good.
It is really good. Okay, this is my last one, and you guys are like, phew.
Thank God, Professor Jennifer.
Oh, Jen, I think we should have a segment like called You've Been Schooled, and it'll just be me educating people until you guys can't stand it anymore.
Okay, so when you say, hi, you've been, and we cut you off.
Yeah, and Amy edits it. Yeah, there we go.
We'll just cut this whole part out.
We don't need this. Okay, this one, listen to this. Okay, according to notable futurist Ray Kurzweil, by the 2020s, there will be nanobots that will enter your bloodstream to feed ourselves and extract waste. So that would make eating and shitting obsolete.
I'm good with it.
He said, I know. I was thinking Amy's like, whatever. Food doesn't, you know, I just eat it because I have to breathe.
Exactly.
He said this in 2005.
Well, we do have nanobots
that go into your body and feed and extract waste.
No, but they do. No, not yet.
I think they exist.
Because that's not okay. Like, you cannot do that to be...
Well, if they agree to it, you can.
You can't.
You can. If they agree
not
to it.
No.
Yes.
Morally, you cannot do that. Because, like, that's the kind of shit they're pulling out in, like, North Korea. And, you know, they just force it on people. And I know you're saying, well, if someone agrees. No. You got to understand what comes with the idea of medicine and forwarding medical ideas. Like, if you're going to use a nanobot, it's going to be used for, like, cancer and other, like, Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
They're saying that they use them in medicine to kill cancer cells, deliver drugs to target tissues, and improve vaccines. This is what they want that they're imagining they can be used for.
Oh, right. Okay. You're not going to stop people from shitting. That's just what I mean.
Well, I kind of wish there had been a nanobot the day we went to the university basketball game. I wish that person had a nanobot. That is it. Those are my predictions. Not my predictions. What the fuck?
Your predictions?
Now we know where this is all coming from. I'm just going to take credit for this. Yeah.
You sounded so wacky.
Yeah. That's it. So I don't know. What do you guys, like, what are your thoughts on New Year's resolutions? Do you guys do that, Lisa?
I have some from online.
Oh, excellent.
Jacob said he wants a better job, a new significant other, and to lose weight / go to the gym.
I like the new significant other.
I hope. Well, here's what I asked. I did a Twitter poll where you could have a better job, new significant other, lose weight, go to the gym, or give up a vice. So that's why he picked those three.
Oh.
So
why would you put new significant other
because
rather than just significant other?
Amy.
You want to like upgrade?
Amy, 20% said better job. 20% said they want a new significant other. 40% said lose weight / go to the gym. Mm-hmm. 20% said give up a vice. Now, I used to, like, I would tell people I was making resolutions because I never would. And I never did. Although when I was younger, I used to try and do them, like, but mine were really dark. Like, when I was anorexic, I was like, I'm going to drop to 70 pounds, or I'm going to keep wishing someone was die, things like that.
Oh, okay.
Good God.
Yeah, those are mine.
I think mine were always, like, just stupid ass, and it was all, like, when I was young. I mean, I think when I realized I had a brain, I stopped making resolutions. Only because...
What age was that?
I don't know. I'm still waiting, I guess.
Last year.
Because, I mean, nobody keeps them.
No. Nope.
Well, I feel like, yeah, some do. And I've done it where it's not like a New Year's thing, but my birthday is in the next couple months. And so I have done, I don't know if I did one last year, but I did it for a few years before then, where when it came around time for my birthday, I'd almost pick like a theme or something that I wanted to kind of focus on for the year. So like one year was perseverance, and it was just something that I wanted to work on in my life. I wanted to be a little, you know, persevere a little bit more in focusing on certain things or my goals. So I think one year was just like, have fun, like stop taking things so seriously. Or I think, you know, just kind of just goals that I want to focus on for the year. And I like that better than the resolution.
What is the difference to you then between that and a resolution?
Because it's more of a theme. It's an overarching theme rather than one specific goal.
Did you have
and
fun
I feel
that
like
year?
I don't remember it. That's how much fun I had.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's some serious fun.
That's right. But no, to me, it's just, I kind of do that stuff anyways, if there's something that I want to work on. But this kind of gives me a timeline. It gives me a little box to put it in. So, okay, in 2020, I'm going to focus on this part, and I'm going to see how far I can move the whatever. What's the little pointer thing? Move that thing over so that I'm getting a little bit better in whatever way I want to that year.
Right. I feel like that's my thing is like, I will like throughout a year, I will be like, okay, I want to work on this.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't like at the beginning, I don't really hold much, or like the whole New Year's Eve, New Year, that doesn't hold much importance to me. I don't, you know, what we are saying is a new year, whatever,
right.
What the fuck do we know? So, I don't really do it that way. I just do it like if I feel like I need to improve this, but then it does last about as long as a New Year's resolution, like a couple of weeks, and then I don't want to do that anymore. But there was an article it was on daringtolivefully.com. It was for I guess people like us who really don't do this New Year's resolution thing, but are constantly trying to improve our lives and ourselves. And it was just like alternatives to, instead of doing New Year's resolutions, other things you can do. And like you said, Amy, where you're kind of giving yourself a time period and, you know, a theme or whatever.
Right.
It was the woman who came up with it was, her name was Mara Lisa, and it is really interesting. And like I said, it was on daringtolivefully.com. So one of the first things that she mentions is you could create a bucket list instead. For the new year, instead of like for a bucket list for the rest of your life,
right?
Just a bucket list just for the upcoming year. So, and what would you guys do?
I don't know who just breathed, but that was really loud.
I thought it was like a windstorm.
No, it was Jennifer traveling through the dew. I figure at my age, I could go any day now, so I don't have a bucket list for the year.
Wow, Lisa.
Okay.
It's very dark. And why do you feel like that? Because you're not old.
I know. I don't know.
You're like, what's the point?
Yeah, like, I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
If I'm going to do it, I'll do it. If I don't want to do it, I won't do it.
Yeah. Do you have a bucket list, Amy? Even for like the rest of your life or let alone for the next year?
You know what? I have different locations I want to travel to in my life, but I don't have a bucket list. But it doesn't really involve anything besides travel.
God.
That's basically it.
So what is your bucket list for just the upcoming year, if you had to say?
I don't know. I mean, I have a trip already planned, so that would be an easy bucket list, like, check off. But I can't think right now of anything else that is, like, a concrete, tangible goal that I want to accomplish in the next year. Do you?
Well, yes, ladies. I put some effort into... Yeah. Well, because I was like looking at this stuff and I was like thinking about it. Okay. I want to learn Icelandic.
Okay. Why?
And I want to, why? You know,
yeah,
what maybe.
To the music.
Was that?
You listen to that music.
No, yes. Yeah, that's right. I did play you that song. There's a band and there's one of their songs is completely in their language. And it's just beautiful. It just sounds beautiful to me. I also want to spend the night somewhere that is haunted as fuck.
You always to find those times or places.
Oh, you will go, Lise?
Oh, in a second.
We'll talk about it on the podcast and freaking me out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, yeah, but I mean, I need it to be like seriously fucking haunted. No bullshit.
What are you gonna threaten the ghosts if they don't come out that
Yes.
night?
I'll do a what the fuck right in there.
Yeah, there you go.
Right there.
And you know what? Maybe take this podcast on the road.
I'm not going. So, well, you know what? No, that's fine. I will talk to you guys from the
Well, you
comfort of
could
my
travel then, Amy.
non-haunted
You'd be traveling.
house. I'm not going into a haunted
Oh,
location with the
no.
two of you.
No, this was another bucket list item separate
Oh, I thought
to.
you were trying to threaten me
Oh,
with
yeah, I was gonna say that's
ghosts.
really rude. To take the podcast on the road, which would mean that the podcast would have to obviously attract more listeners, and we'd have to, be interesting to people. But still,
Right.
so it all kind of goes together in my
Yeah.
opinion. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. The other thing she says is, you could come up instead of a resolution, you can like come up with 30-day challenges for every month to do.
Oh, that, yeah. That's kind of cool. I
I've
like
done
that
like
idea.
30-day squat challenges and things like that, but I don't know. What about you, Lise? Would you, is there any kind of 30-day challenge you'd want to do?
That's basically the bucket list thing for me, but with less time. So no.
Okay.
Well, alrighty
Hey.
then. You know what? Okay, so I don't know if this counts. I can't think of a 30-day challenge, but I've done it before where I've done like one new thing each month. So
Oh.
every month I have to do one new thing, whether that's trying a new activity, going to a new location, like something new has to happen each month for me to like meet my little new goal. That's just to stay not bored with life.
All right. Well, that makes sense. That's good. I have nothing for that.
You could do your Icelandic. Not that it's only going to take you 30 days to
Yeah,
learn
that is not going to take me 30 days because that
it.
brings me to our next one, which is take a yearly challenge. So something that in the next
Oh.
year you hope happens by the end of this of 2020, I guess.
So
So not
that would be your
necessarily, it doesn't have to be a
Icelandic.
chance. No, that was I had finished learning Chinese because I am, yeah, my fiance and I have been trying to learn Chinese, but we keep forgetting to do it every night. Like that was our goal. So we've gotten only so far.
So
Anyhow.
you're trying to learn Chinese and Icelandic at the same time?
Well,
This
I
is what
want
you're
to
going to
finish the
do?
Chinese.
What do you mean you're going to finish
Finish.
the
There's
Chinese?
no
I mean,
end.
there's no finishing a language.
And
What?
then start Icelandic.
Okay, good luck.
Okay. And
Let
then
me
I
know
also
when
want,
you finish Chinese.
well, I also want to learn how to speak squirrel because I want to find a home in the forest.
Oh, God, this has taken such a weird
A lot of
turn.
language. A lot of language goals for me. Squirrel, Chinese, and Icelandic. And I would
Okay.
like to not kill anybody this year.
As opposed to last year?
This year?
I guess
This
I
year?
don't want to want to kill people this year.
Next year?
Yeah, maybe we'll see what 2021 looks like. Anything you want to see go down this year, Lise?
Well, Mark Zuckerberg's yearly sets a yearly challenge. Like he in the article they mentioned like 1 year he learned Mandarin, although he didn't finish the language.
He didn't finish it, Lee.
He
Jeff.
didn't finish the language. And he wants like this
What's
year
wrong
he
with
wants
him?
to build a robot.
No,
So
I think
I
in
want to say,
2016 he wanted to build a robot.
oh, okay.
Robot.
My thing is, how about if he starts selling ads to the Russians and if they pay in rubles, maybe say no. That's
Selling
it.
ads?
To the Russians. That's all I have to say about Mark Zuckerberg and yearly challenges.
Do you have a yearly challenge though?
Nope.
Okay. Happy New Year, everybody.
I always want to get better with Spanish, so I'll continue working on Spanish. I don't foresee myself finishing it, though.
No, you're not gonna finish
No, probably won't finish it. But you know, if I can get close to the finish line, that would be great.
Okay.
What's the next
Oh, that's
one?
it?
Yeah.
Okay. I had three. I don't know. Do you guys have anything to look forward to? That's another thing she suggests. Like, think about, like, create a list of things you're looking forward to in the upcoming year.
Lisa is looking forward to dying one of these days.
I'm looking forward to not peeing when I laugh
Oh, is that.
and trying not to fart when I stand up.
How are you going to accomplish these goals, though? Magic?
Nanobots. Nanobots.
Nanobots. Excellent.
And of course, with the body of a wrestler and muscles of a truck
Yes.
driver. So
Yeah.
I'll be ready.
You'll have to have people helping you walk so you don't fall over, though, because you'll be completely. out of balance. Your upper body will just be huge.
So this things that you want to look forward to in the year?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Nanobots fixing the gas.
My pee and my gas.
And the pee. The pee and the gas.
The pee and the gas.
Yes. Amy.
Okay. I have a trip plan. That's it. That's all I got.
Okay. You know what? That's a good thing. How long is the trip going to be?
About 2 weeks.
Do you want to say where you're going?
Hopefully Croatia and Montenegro.
Oh my God. Amazing.
But besides that, I don't have anything else. But I tend to, some of this stuff will kind of naturally, organically be created as I move through the year.
You're such a hippie.
I really just go with the vibes and kind of feel.
Oh, yeah.
Sure you do.
Me.
Sure you do.
You go with the vibes as much as I go with the vibes.
I go with the vibes way more than you go. There are no vibes with you. There's no vibes.
No, there can't be vibes. It has to be something I planned or I will kill the vibe.
Right. I have vibes.
She will consider it an attack and she will fight back.
And kill it.
All I have are vibes. I have no brain cells. Just vibes. for something to look forward to, what I look forward to is not knowing what the fuck is going to happen. Like, shit's going to go down this year that I don't even know.
Right.
And that's kind of like what I find interesting. And what
that's
you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's exciting because you have no idea. Because from one day to another sometimes, you don't fucking know what's going to happen. So to think you have this whole year ahead and you have no idea what's in store.
It's like my least favorite question ever in job interviews is, where do you see yourself like in the next 3 years or next 5 years? And I don't want to know where I'm at. I have no desire to know where I'll be in 3 years. I want it to be a complete mystery and for me to figure it out when it gets there.
Yeah, not be planned, Lisa. I know that you don't see the attractiveness of that, of like not knowing what could happen, because the potential is like unlimited.
No.
Hmm.
I have a huge issue with control, but that's a whole nother podcast.
Oh, yeah. We will have to do one on those because I think everybody in some way has an issue with control. So the other thing, another thing that she suggested was you can decide what to track or measure, is what she says, like keeping a log of things to kind of, I don't know, I guess so that you're paying attention to habits or whatever. And one of the things I thought of, the only thing I thought of was it'd be, and this is only because it would be kind of funny, I would like to keep a log of how many times I say fuck in a day. Like any form of fuck, like fuck, fucking, fucker, you know, whatever. I would like to keep track of that for a little bit and like create an average just to see how many times, because I'm pretty sure I might be able to break like a world record.
They probably have an app for tracking that. It would just require you allowing it to listen to your every word.
Our phones listen to us anyways, let's be honest.
Exactly. So look for a fuck tracker.
Okay. I never heard of that. Are you serious?
No.
Oh.
Someone's probably making it right now though.
Trademark.
I know.
Fuck tracker. Trademark. No, it's ours. We're making the fuck tracker. What about, is there anything you guys would want to like log or track?
Yeah, I've decided that I am going to start measuring all the penises of the men I fuck.
And then keep a log?
Yes.
And then you can share that on the podcast?
Online.
You might have just gotten more people to start sending you pics.
I'm pretty sure did not do any good.
No. That's not helping. What about you, Aim?
You know, I tried doing this because I read something about tracking things in order to build habits. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to get into the habit of certain things or certain behaviors, you would track it so that you were building up those habits. So I've done that before. It lasted like a month and then I gave up tracking it.
So like a New Year's resolution.
Yeah. That didn't work for me.
Okay, so here's another idea. She suggests deciding, like picking a word. I guess this goes with the whole theme, like you were talking, Amy, where you pick a word for the year. Okay. Like, you know, something to represent what you want this next year to be, or I don't know, I guess. I just, something like that. Any thoughts on that?
My word for the year is cunt nugget.
Okay. Now, what does that mean to you?
Means cunt nugget.
And as for saying it's your word for the year,
I will use it a lot.
Okay. In what context?
All context. You are a cunt nugget, or, oh, I'm really hungry for cunt nuggets.
Or stop being a cunt nugget.
Yeah, or look, cunt nugget is driving down the road. Or that's my favorite color for cunt nugget.
All right, I'm going to make sure you do this. Yeah, I am. I'm good. Yeah, I'm going to find an app.
I actually use this word. I use these a lot. I got it from Dagenmar, and I actually use cunt nugget quite often.
Oh, so you're already a pro.
Yes.
So is this really a new theme, though, Lisa? Or are you?
It's going to be my word for the year. It wasn't my word for 2019, but I have now dubbed it word of 2020.
All right. Aim.
You're going to be disappointed. I don't have one yet because I don't focus on having one for the New Year's. I focus on having it for like my birthday.
Well, focus on that and come up with one.
But I'm not there yet.
Oh, I see. We're too far.
It takes time and I have to listen to the vibes to tell me which direction I'm headed year.
Well, my word for the year is going to be Gardy Lou.
What is wrong with you two? And how am I related? Like, seriously. Okay, but wait.
This is a Scottish term. So, Lisa, say it with a Scottish accent. Gardy Lou.
Gardy Lou.
There you go. Gardy Lou. This is what people in Scotland would shout out their windows before dumping their slop buckets.
Gardy Lou, cunt nugget.
Gardy Lou, you cunt nugget. Get out of the way. You'll be glad you did.
Aye, those cunt nuggets. They just got totally covered in shite.
See?
Okay, I think if you want to take the podcast on the road, I seriously think the first location is Scotland.
Done, cunt nugget.
Gardy Lou, watch out. Every time I go to the bathroom this year, cunt I'm nugget. Going to shout Gardy Lou.
Every time what?
I go to the bathroom this year.
Oh, God. Thank God I don't live with you.
I'll do it at family parties.
Will you do it at work?
I'll do it at work. Gardy Lou, be warned.
Are you not entertained, cunt nugget?
You watch. All right.
Way to shoot for the stars, everyone.
We're going to make these words huge.
Gardy Lou and cunt nugget.
Trademarks, motherfucker, cunt nuggets.
Motherfuckers. Oh, that counts as one. She also suggests, moving on here, reboot an area of your life.
I am rebooting an area of my life by getting a better vibrator. I'm just rebooting that entire area down there.
All righty.
My cunt nugget.
Oh, will you be tracking the size of the vibrator to go along with the tracking of the...
Oh, yes. Yes, as it depends on girth, length, all of it matters. I will. I'll have to just get an array now.
Wonderful. I cannot wait.
I can't wait either.
I must make my cunt nugget happy.
Gardy Lou!
Aye!
Okay. Amy, what are you rebooting?
If my family, my blood, my DNA.
What are you rebooting, you cunt nugget?
Amy doesn't want to talk to us anymore. I feel like this happens to everybody. She's like, I'm done with YouTube.
This is the story of my life. Shaking my head,
she
going
just
no.
Emails us like, fine, I edited it. Here it is. Yeah, talk to me on Friday when we record again.
Just don't. Yeah. Acknowledge me for the rest of the week. You never knew
me.
I need some time. What's the question?
If you had to reboot an area of
your
life.
Cunt nugget, how would you?
Oh, I have nothing to reboot right now at this time.
Oh, aren't you just perfect?
You special.
No, but I don't have like a full-on reboot.
Really? Because your eye's so good? Your fungus is normal?
Oh, wow.
What?
Gardy Lou!
Gardy Lou!
Cunt nugget!
I feel like Gardy Lou is like the new, what is it, parlay for pirates?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you better behave or my shit's going to fall all over you.
Cunt nugget.
She's really, yeah. You're already there. It's not even 2020 yet.
Jen, what are you rebooting?
I like to reboot my booty.
You're going to need a vibrator for that, too.
No, just, you know, pop it back into position.
Like plastic surgery?
No.
I want to see that.
I'd have to, you know, I'm going to have to, like, put effort into this. So it's probably not going to happen. But the other thing, and this is, I guess, and not a joke, but I just know that this past couple of years have been kind of, like, rough for me. And I have like felt that, and where I've normally been a pretty positive person, I feel like I've gotten a lot more negative. And I know part of it is menopause making me just in a pissed off mood. But part of it is just, I think also I used to study and read a lot about Wicca. And I, you know, even practiced some things, and it meant a lot to me. And it really, like, I don't know, fit me very well. And I kind of have strayed from that. Like, I haven't opened a book about it. I haven't, like, done, you know, paid attention to like moon phases and other things that I used to do, and just kind of remember, like, you know, things that I've learned from that. So I wouldn't mind like trying to like get back into that this year and see if that helps me at all.
You have turned into a bitch.
Right.
You are a cunt nugget.
Oh, God damn it. I'm not sure I'm too upset about the cunt nugget part, though. I mean, you make it sound like it's not a bad thing sometimes.
It isn't. It's not. It can be used for good.
So anybody, the other thing she said is take a life audit.
Okay, I have to tell you, mm-hmm. when I read this, I thought it said take an adult life.
Like kill somebody?
And I was really happy.
You're like, oh my God, finally permission.
I was like, yes. It was like The Purge for me. I have to say that I love the movie The Purge because I love the idea behind it, that one day a year I can go out and kill somebody and it's okay. So yeah, that's all I took away from that line was, oh, take an adult life.
Okay. Well, you do know, right, that that's not what she means, and you can't go do that tonight.
Yes. Okay. Well, it's not 2020 yet, so yeah, I know that.
Well, you can't do that in 2020.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know how we're going to do the podcast if you're in prison. And I want to take this on the road. I mean, how are we going
to
do that?
Well, we can go to Rikers.
We'll be like how Johnny Cash used to do shows in prison.
Yeah.
We'll do shows. Or like the Blues Brothers.
For Lisa.
We'll have striped prison. What are they called?
Outfits. They don't wear them anymore. Uniforms. Outfits. We're so women. You know those prison costumes they wear?
The other one. Oh, wait. Amy. You're still here, Amy. Don't pretend like you're not.
Shoot.
Yeah, we know you're here.
I walked away. I was blocking out as soon as Lisa said she thought she could take adult life. Then I started just texting my therapist. And
I need an appointment this week.
Get me in now. Life audit. No, I think that kind of goes along with the whole deal.
Yeah.
Like you kind of look at your life and you sit there and say, okay, what do I need to work on this year?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's a natural first step to the whole theme or whatever that you want to
use
for improving yourself.
Okay. All right. Another one is take on a, because I didn't have anything for life audit either.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to do a lot of audits at my job anyway, so I didn't want to do one on my life. It's like, fuck this audit shit, man. Take on a 365-day project. So something you do every day, or you make sure you do every day.
The only thing I can do every day is write, and I do that. So check.
Okay.
Overachiever.
I always.
Yeah, I don't have anything that I can do every day that I want to stress. Like, oh, I meditate every day.
Mm-hmm. So I was just thinking that it would be nice, like, if I could try to, every day that I notice I'm doing the disapproving mom face, slap myself out of it. That's what I'm thinking of doing.
But, okay, that would require someone else to say, you're doing that face, and then you would just be angry that they pointed it out, right?
Well, no, right. So it can't be someone else telling me. It has
and then you would not be getting more positive and be a nicer person.
Right. So what I wanted, what I'm saying is I want to try to become more aware of that and then slap myself.
So self-aware.
Can we slap you?
No, because then I would punch you back.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right now, yeah, that's what I would do. But then I'd cry because then I would feel bad that I hurt you.
I don't even know if you would cry anymore.
I might not.
No, I really don't think so.
Yeah. No.
Those days are gone. Those days when you cared for us, they're gone. They're gone.
I have like good memories though. okay, so her last suggestion is to use prompts if you're having trouble coming up with things, I guess, or so you could be like, you know, one habit I'm going to build this year is
okay.
Lise?
I have one habit I'll break this year is no longer dating cunt nuggets.
Right. What about build this year?
No.
All right. I would like to just stay alive. And I'd like to break the habit of giving a shit about what other people think, which I have gotten a lot better at that, including, I guess, myself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's Aim. Huge. Yeah. I think if anything, it would be, I've been working on trying to eliminate the bad self-talk, I guess, or like mm-hmm. not putting myself down, but doubting my abilities so that I talk myself out of doing things or trying things because I don't think I'm talented enough or I don't have enough experience or whatever, that kind of thing that keeps you locked in that box and not taking risks.
Oh, I want to steal Amy's.
That's what I've been working on. You can't have mine.
Listen, get cut nugget. Own. I am taking it.
Gardy Lou.
I call Gardy Lou on you for stealing mine.
You have to shut up or you get shit on. Oh, this is fun stuff. Okay. What about... And like a person you like to spend more time with this year, something else that she uses as a prompt.
Myself.
I have two people I want to spend time with, but I have restraining orders against me.
Oh, oh, we are going to be doing this out of prison.
Yeah.
I was just thinking it wouldn't, you know, might be fun to bring back my imaginary friends.
Tasha and Bunka.
Spend some time with them. You know, they accepted me for who I was. They didn't give me shit like you guys do. You know.
They slept in our closet.
I do hear a lot of stories of kids who had imaginary friends and they say that those were probably spirits.
Oh, God.
Aim. So.
I didn't have imaginary friends.
No, but they were in our closet when we shared.
No, Jen, you put fake things in the closet and named them.
They were spirits.
No, they weren't. God.
Tasha and Buck, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you have to hear this shit. But this year, we're going to spend more time together.
You cut nuggets.
What about something that you like to create this year?
I do it. I do it all the time. I create books.
I'm so tired of your shit. I'm Lisa. I'm perfect.
I have never said I'm perfect. I think
know.
It.
I'm proud of you.
All the time.
I'm proud of you.
But the thing is, I can't not write.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always writing. If I'm sitting quietly somewhere, I'm writing in my head. You know, during
That's so
PT,
neat.
I'm writing. On the bus, I'm writing, which is why sometimes I almost miss stops. And so for me, I can't not create.
Awesome. Aim.
I would like to create more time away from you, too.
Right. Well, you're fucked because you made a commitment.
Jennifer came up to us about this idea for a podcast. Like,
and now.
9 weeks ago, here we are, episode 7. The fastest turnaround for anyone creating a podcast, by the way.
Oh, the power I yield. I would like to create an alternate reality where people aren't douchebags.
Oh, God. Jen, you've lived most of your life in an alternate reality.
Well, I want to make everyone else live in it now. Damn it. I'm alone in here.
We're Tasha and Bunka. We'll be with you soon.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Never mind.
Okay.
Never mind. Fuck off. Okay. Amy's probably has the answer to this one, but the last one, an adventure that you're going to be going on this year.
Yay.
Or hope to go on.
Well, I already put mine out there. Who knows if there's others.
That's a really cool adventure, Amy.
Thank you.
I can't wait to hear about that one. Lise.
At this point, I'm hoping not to die on the table during surgery, but I don't know what adventures are in store for me. So I just sort of have to wait and be open to it, I guess.
Right. I don't either, but I'm hoping that it's going to be really haunted and creepy.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. I want a really haunted, creepy adventure this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I want to be so scared, I pee and know why.
All right.
Are we done?
No, why?
We're done. But before we let everyone go into the new year, I have a quote by Mark Twain. I'm sorry, but I loved this quote. Fuck. And it is whatever. Anyway, he said, and I quote Mark Twain all the time, everybody, because I'm an intellectual. And
yeah. All right.
So this is nothing new. So These two aren't surprised.
Oh my God.
About the new year, he said, New Year's is a harmless annual institution of no particular use to anybody, save as a scapegoat for promiscuous drunks and friendly calls and humbug resolutions.
Nice.
Happy New Year.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
Lisa. Now I have to say it again.
No, you do not need to say it again.
I'll hear it on the podcast.
Do not repeat it.
You better. I'm going to make you quote it back without reading it.
Oh, yeah, I won't do that.
You will
do that. You can't make me do shit.
Tasha and Bunker will make you.
No, they never could.
All righty. Well, I guess that brings us to the end of episode 7. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
2020 is amazing, full of surprises and nanobots and
adventures.
Yeah, and cut nuggets and Guardy Lose.
You can reach us for all social media contact information at linktr.ee/mama-never-told-us. And our Gmail is mamanevertoldus@gmail.com if you want to email us about anything.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome, darling.
Okay, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.